Hello and welcome to this bonus episode of the iOS and VoiceOver tutorials with me, Nathan Smith of Nathan Tech. If you're listening to this, then hopefully you've already gone through the tutorials above, which talk about the gestures to learn how to use VoiceOver and things like that. This is a bonus episode that builds on the gestures that you learned in those previous episodes, and I'm not really going to touch too much on what those gestures are, so if you haven't listened to those, I really recommend you do, just as a quick refresh and a quick learn. So what we're going to be talking about in this tutorial is typing, how to type on an iPhone, and there's a couple of input methods for typing, and I have heard of a Braille, a way of doing Braille input as well. But I'm not going to be touching on that in this episode, simply because my iPhone isn't set up to do so. There's three typing modes that we're going to be covering. One is standard typing, another is touch typing, and the other is direct touch typing. So, first of all, how do you change the typing mode? Well, this is done through the rotor, and you turn the rotor with the rotor gesture until you get to typing. Typing will only show on the rotor when you're in a text box. So if I just open up my device.
1925. Try again.
There we go. Fingerprint scanner.
Note text field.
Now
is
I'm
editing.
In notes here. So I'm just going to use the rotor.
Characters. Misspelled word. Edit. Typing mode.
And we're on typing mode. And then swipe up and down with one finger.
Touch typing. Direct touch typing. Standard typing.
And that's how you do it. Now, when you're in a text field, the iPhone presents you, if it's a number field, you will be presented with a number keypad, which I will touch on towards the end of the tutorial. But if it's a text field like this one, then you will be presented with a QWERTY keyboard, which is, for the phones at least, is in the bottom half of the screen, and most likely the same for the iPads, just a little bit more spaced out.
Is prediction W Q
and as you can
Q
see, Q is in the top the left hand side. It's laid out like a standard QWERTY keyboard, and along the bottom row you have emoji, which allows you to switch keyboards.
Numbers
that allows you to switch to the numbers.
Delete
is in
return
the far left, I believe, and the return is in the far right, the bottom right hand corner. If you need symbols, then you double tap on numbers, and then there'll be an extra thing in there to switch to symbols or letters. Now, let's talk about typing. So, as previously discussed, there are three methods to typing. The first one is standard typing, and in standard typing, it works very much with the swiping gestures, or you can tap approximately where the letter is. And you'll find you can tap approximately where the letter is once you've been typing for quite a while. Standard typing is one I recommend you have while you're still learning to use the phone, or the iPad, of course. So, for standard typing, you touch a letter.
T.
Such as T.
Tango.
And as you can hear, VoiceOver will announce the letter and then the phonetic equivalent, I suppose you'd say. So Alpha for A, Bravo for B, Mike for M, November for N. So if you're not sure quite what she said, she will give you the phonetic equivalent. Now if I wanted to enter the letter T, I would double tap.
T.
Then if I, and you hear her pitch changes.
H. H. T-H. Original. E. E. D. D.
if I wanted to delete, then I just tap
delete.
Delete is in the right hand corner but above return, so then double tap
D.
And as you can hear, her pitch shifted again. Usually next to the text box that you are typing in, it will show predictions of what you want to say. I believe you can turn this off. I haven't, but you can turn this off. What else can I say about this keyboard, really? Not much. Next to this, so the space bar is in the centre at the bottom.
V. Space.
Bottom, there we go. And next to this is a dictate
space.
Button.
Dictate. Double tap to start dictation. Double tap with two fingers when finished.
And as you can hear, VoiceOver just told you how to use
space.
It, so I'm going to press space,
dictate.
And then dictate.
Double tap to start dictate.
The cat sat on the mat.
Attachment. Inserted the cat sat on the mat.
Now, obviously it's written the cat sat on the mat. You do have to be quite precise with your diction with these.
Space.
It helps not to inflect, I found. So if I say it a little bit more flatly.
Emma, dictate.
The cat sat on the mat.
Attachment. Inserted the cat sat on the mat.
There you go. Perfect. So you find if you don't inflect as much, it'll come out a lot clearer, for me at least. And you'll need an internet connection for dictation, unfortunately. But yes, you can double tap with two fingers anywhere on the screen, or if you are focused on the dictate button, then just double tapping it will turn it on and off. That dictate button is there no matter what typing mode you have. So let's talk about the other two typing modes. So the first one is
M, misspelled word edit, typing mode, touch typing.
Touch typing. And how this works is you select a letter by pressing and holding your finger to it. So I'm going to press
F.
So I'm focused on
Foxtrot.
F at the moment. And now when I lift my finger,
F,
it types it.
S-S-F-K-K.
And I'm swiping along to get to the letter I want. Say I wanted B, but I selected
X.
X.
X-X.
Oops.
X-X-C-V-B.
There you go, B.
X-X.
And as you can see, I don't use this method very often. The idea is if you know roughly where the things are, then you can just
B.
Select the one
V.
You want.
V U Y R T T G X X N N.
Undoubtedly quicker than standard typing, but prone to mistakes. And then finally,
space. Edit typing mode heading typing direct touch typing.
Direct touch typing is as it sounds. You touch a letter
and predict C cap R
and it's typing.
C-B. Y,
as I
carbon N.
I'm literally just touching the keyboard.
S,
and it's entering
J, B, Z, cap R.
As I'm typing. Which obviously I
D,
never
misspelled
use.
Edit, typing, standard typing.
And to switch there, I'm using the rotor to get to typing mode and then swipe up and down to change those typing modes. So that's pretty simple. Sometimes return will get replaced by send or done. Or next, depending on the field, and in email fields expecting an email, you will get an @ next to the spacebar key, just for convenience. And sometimes you'll get .com there as well, which is nice. So let's talk about the
no.
phone.
Safari phone.
So you can access this by going to
text
phone.
Text field, top of contacts, selected, keypad. Selected, keypad, tab. 4 or 5.
And those tabs are at the bottom, and I was just using the swipe left and swipe right to get to those. So, the keypad is as you would expect. It's a standard phone keypad. 1, 2, 3, new line 4, 5, 6, new line 7, 8, 9, new line
*9*0#
And then right at the bottom is a call
button.
Call,
tap call button.
Nothing particularly fancy about this one, really. You just type in the number. So
0
is obviously at the bottom. Then
3.
I like to just swipe. If I know roughly, like if I'm what number, if I want 9, for example, I'll tap towards the bottom and then just swipe until I get to it.
WXYZ 5.
5 is in the middle, obviously. 2's at the top. And they're quite spaced out, so you've got quite a lot of wiggle room there to work with. And then,
delete.
With phones
call
at least,
phone number, text
at the
field.
Top, and she'll read you what you've entered.
Add number button 1.
And then,
call delete.
Delete is just after the call
3,
button.
3, 2, 1, 0. Dark.
And that's that, pretty much. That is the bonus episode of typing on an iOS device. It's a little bit tricky at first, undoubtedly. Once you get used to direct typing, you'll find yourself getting quicker and quicker. And you might even move over to the touch typing. Totally your choice. I I personally have never used touch typing, just the direct, not the direct touch, sorry, the standard keyboard, but that's because I am prone to making mistakes. But yeah, let me know how you get on, and I'd love to hear your feedback. So thank you for listening to this bonus episode of the iOS and VoiceOver tutorials by me, Nathan Smith, of Nathan Tech.